This is All Things Considered on 90.7 WFAE. The saga over parking and traffic violations outside of an abortion clinic in Charlotte marched on at City Council this week. The clinic had wanted there to be a parking ban on the street in front of the facility, but instead there will be a higher CMPD presence. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia has been following this story, and she joins us now for an update. Sarah, what's at the center of this parking debate?
Well, Mark, for months, a preferred women's health center on Latrobe Drive was under the impression that it was going to get what it wanted, these no parking signs on the street in front of the clinic. Abortion rights opponents will often park a large RV there that advertises free ultrasounds. And the clinic argues that the RV takes up space that makes it hard to drive. It can be confusing for women on their way to their appointment, and that protesters go in the road sometimes to try and hand out anti-abortion information. The protesters say that this is their First Amendment right and that they do not impede the flow of traffic.
So who exactly made the city's decision on this and why?
Well, CDOT studied the parking and traffic issues and made a recommendation based on an evaluation. It started in February, and city manager Marcus Jones agreed with the findings. Jones said there are some legitimate safety concerns, but they will not be adding the no parking signs. Instead, CMPD will have a much more visible presence.
More importantly, we're going to take appropriate action to deter this unsafe or unlawful behavior, in other words, blocking cars. But also, we're going to work with Willie and community relations to get both sides of the protesters together to discuss what is lawful and what is unlawful.
Well, what was the reaction from various council members?
It was mixed, but definitely several members were disappointed by this decision, including Councilwoman Julie Eisholt. This is what she said on Monday night.
It is the job of council to make sure that the law is being followed. And whether it's on Latrobe or at Trade and Tryon, it shouldn't be any different. And the behavior that takes place there would not be tolerated in the middle of Charlotte. And so just because it's a road that not a lot of people go on, doesn't mean that it should be treated any differently.
She also pointed out that multiple businesses on Latrobe Drive have contacted her about the protesters and the parking situation. One of these businesses in particular is an outpatient mental health practice that said some of its patients are stopped by protesters on their way to their appointments. Councilwoman Vi Lyles pointed out that she has driven to the clinic and experienced people coming up to her car trying to hand her literature, and she said she did not feel particularly comfortable or safe.
Sarah, who asked that this evaluation be completed in the first place?
CMPD had concerns about activity on Latrobe Drive and requested CDOT do this traffic study. This whole traffic and parking situation has sort of become like this hot potato that no one really wants to touch. That is, except for the clinic and the protesters outside.
And what reaction did the anti-abortion side have?
I spoke with Pastor Daniel Parks. He's the director for Cities for Life in Charlotte, and he said he's glad that the city decided against the parking ban, but he doesn't really see the need for the increase in police.
In a real sense, it is a waste of the city's resources to have police officers out here because, you know, just like with the no parking sign, it was a solution searching for a problem because there's not been issues.
Of course, there are two sides to every story.
That's right, Mark. Calla Hales runs the clinic, and she's quite confused about why the city declined to enforce the no parking signs, but will be increasing the amount of police in the area.
It wouldn't interfere with anyone's First Amendment rights to speak. Protesters can still be present on the sidewalk. It just widens the road to create an easier traffic lane for patients and for people attending other businesses nearby.
And Mark, the one thing the two sides do have in common is that neither is giving up. Pastor Park said even if there eventually is a ban on parking one day, they'll still be showing up. And Calla Hale says the clinic is looking into appealing this decision.
All right, WFAE's Sarah D'Elia, thank you.
Thanks, Mark.